This is the NetGroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NetGroup Investments Multi-Manager. Welcome to this week's Market and Economic Wrap, entitled The US and China Surprise Markets by Slashing Tariffs, Causing Large Equity Market Gains. The Rand is currently trading at around 18 Rand 32 against the US dollar, propped up by improved global risk sentiment, triggered by the first signs of some progress in US trade talks. The White House announced a trade deal with the United Kingdom, while the US undertook trade talks with China in Switzerland over the past weekend. This resulted in an announcement yesterday that a deal had been struck, a 90-day pause in substantially reduced tariff levels. Both China and the US will reduce their tariffs by a whopping 115%. The US will cut its tariffs from 145% to 30% on Chinese imports, and China will reduce its tariffs on US imports from 125% to 10%. They will continue to negotiate over the next 90 days a longer-term trade agreement. Equity markets have rallied strongly since this announcement. The Dow is up 2.5%, the S&P 500 up 2.7%, and the Nasdaq a large 3.8%. Consequently, the US dollar regained further ground over the past week. The JSE also had a strong day on Monday across financial and industrial stocks, with Naspers and Richemont both up 5% on the day. Financials rose around 2.5%. As expected, given the improved market sentiment, mining and gold stocks fell dramatically. The resource index was down 5% for the day, with gold stocks like Anglo Gold, Harmony and Gold Fields down between 8 and 9% respectively. The gold price is currently trading at $3,225 an ounce, down 3% on the day, a fall of around $100 per ounce. This is in line with the risk-on sentiment after the US-China tariff cut was announced. In Europe last week, stock markets were softer. Only the German DAX recorded significant gains, boosted by the election of Friedrich Merz as the new chancellor after a turbulent voting spell. There has not been much movement in the local bond market. The yield on the 10-year benchmark government bond has hovered around 10.64% since last Friday. Investors are likely waiting for some guidance from the third edition of the South African national budget later this month. However, US bond yields ticked up, reflecting the Fed's cautious monetary policy decision. The yield on a 10-year US Treasury rose from 4.3% to 4.4% by yesterday. All eyes were on the US Federal Reserve over the past week. As the markets expected, the Fed kept its target rate between 4.25% and 4.5%. The committee pointed out that the latest economic data still reflected a relatively sound economy. Consumer spending and fixed investment expanded in Q1, with the unemployment rate remaining low at 4.2%. At the same time, inflation eased significantly from its peak, but remained slightly above the Fed's 2% target. In the press conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell stressed that US economic policies in its current form increase the risks of higher unemployment and higher inflation, which would create tension between the Fed's two main policy goals, that of maximum employment and stable prices. Against this backdrop, the Fed was well positioned to wait for clarity before making any monetary policy adjustments. Jerome Powell drove this point home in the press conference, noting that there was no point in making conclusive judgments at a time that the facts were still changing. The Bank of England reduced its bank rate by 25 basis points to 4.25% as disinflation continued and inflation expectations remained subdued. The MPC noted that a gradual and careful approach to further monetary policy easing was appropriate given the heightened unpredictability in the economic environment. We expect the next few weeks and months to continue as the recent past, with much change and volatility. It is expected that over the next few months, several new trade deals will be announced, probably giving the markets a degree of buoyancy. We advise investors to stick to their long-term investment plan and not react with short-term knee-jerk reactions. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.